Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Give it all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great honor to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that Yahweh has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Israel, a house of Israel located in 1907 Vine Street. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, and this is nothing but the truth. And who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator. The heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. We know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yah. And what will we be discussing this evening? Well, we're going to continue in Yah's seven everlasting covenants. And we left off with the Ten Commandments, which is the second of Yahweh's seven everlasting covenant. We began with circumcision, which is the first of Yahweh's seven everlasting covenants. And this evening we will pick up at number three, which is quite a beautiful everlasting covenant that Yahweh has given to his people, but also a controversial one. Not because of the words of Yahweh, but because of the doctrine of man and because of the ways of man and how man has taken the words of Yahweh and added to and diminished from his words. But what we're going to do this evening is we're going to read the pure, unadulterated word of Yahweh. We're going to read his laws and his testimonies. And we're going to see if it's Yahweh that has made an error, or is it us, indeed man, that has made an error? Because every word of Elohim is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. So undoubtedly, we're going to see if the words of Yahweh stand, reign the truth, or has man been able to change and add and diminish from the words of Yahweh, and now his word stands the truth. Well, to take away the mystery and to take away any shroud of mystery to the question, Yahweh's word reigns the truth. And man is a Johnny come lately. His wisdom, understanding, and knowledge is a Johnny come lately. Matter of fact, there is no wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that's not given by Yahweh. And the only way that you can have proper judgment, the only way that you can have true justice, the only way that you can execute true righteousness is by going to the word of Yahweh. And what does that have to do with the subject we're discussing this evening? Well, the third of Yahweh's seven everlasting covenant is the Sabbath day. Now, many people in the world today will treat this as if this is just an insignificant day, as if this just is another day to do your own pleasures and to wander and go in your own way. But it's supposed to be some of the most spiritual / religious people on the face of this earth. Well, if we're so spiritual and we're so religious and we believe in the Most High so deeply, then why is the name of Elohim being blasphemed every single day by every man, woman, and child? Well, simply because, as it says in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, if you turn with me there. In the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter and the 13th verse, it reads, "Wherefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me, and with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men." So the fear of Yahweh is not taught by his word. The fear of Yahweh is not taught by his testimonies. The fear of Yahweh is taught by the precepts of men. So that means this. If you run into a man and they teach you about the Most High, but they give you a whole bunch of lip service. They rarely want to go to the book. They rarely want to go to the testimony. But everything that they say seems spot on. Everything they say seems correct. They just seem like they're on point. And they telling you in the beginning, you got to fear Yahweh. You got to serve Yahweh. You got to keep his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. And you on it. And you start to do it. Well, then one day, there's a controversy. Because now, this man has got a raise at the job. Or the sanctity of his home threatened because he may not be able to pay the bill. Or he may not be able to get this car. So now he done read, or he may have came to class one Shabbat, and one of the leaders made him angry. And now all of a sudden, he done read where you can't keep the Sabbath. And he'll take you to a book, and he'll show you a scripture, and it'll be taken completely out of context. Now, what they say, well, how do you know he's taking the book out of context? Well, because Yahweh has commanded his students, his servants, how we are to study. And how we are to study is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. So that means that when you read something, you must always study the whole matter. So if you don't understand the sentence that's in the front of you, read the sentence that's right below it. If you still can't understand it, read the scripture that's right above it. And if you can't understand that, then read the entire chapter. Because this is how Yahweh has commissioned his servants on for us how to study. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And this way was undoubtedly taught us by Yah's servant, Mori Elisha Yisrael. He taught us this is how you study. You never just stop at one scripture and say that this is the truth. Or you never just stop at one place and say, this must be what it is. If you can't explain it, then you have to read line upon line, precept upon precept to obtain an understanding. And as much as the world tries to cast off the Shabbat day, as much as the world tries to say that you can't keep the Shabbat day in captivity, Yahweh's word is saying quite the contrary. But why is it not being brought out? Because Yahweh's word is not being studied line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And our fear is being taught by the precepts of men. So you reverence the Sabbath day as long as your prospective leader reverences the Sabbath day. But the moment he stops, that's when you stop, as if salvation is going to come through him or her. No, my people, salvation comes through the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh has commanded us how we ought to study. And that's line upon line, precept upon precept. And that's exactly what we're going to do this evening. If you turn with me to the book of Genesis, the second chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the second chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the first verse, because Genesis, the second chapter, you will see something very interesting. You will see something quite profound, because in Genesis, the first chapter, you see a tutorial, a documented account of what took place the first 6 days of creation. And then we pick up in Genesis, the second chapter, and it reads, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And the Sabbath day, Elohim ended his work which he had made, And he rested on the Sabbath day from all his work which he made. Now, let's stop right there. Now, according to the testimony, according to the law of Yahweh, it says on the Sabbath day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the Sabbath day from all his work which he had made. And Yahweh said, because everything was done in 6 days. Yahweh had created everything in 6 days. So there was no more for the Most High to do. So he rested, as we are supposed to do. And look at what Yahweh did once he had this rest. In verse 3, it says, and Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. And this is why Yahweh rested, because his works were finished. And his rest was so beautiful that he blessed and sanctified this day. Now, you'll see right here where Yahweh rested after his works were finished, after his works were ceased. Now, ask your people. Ask the people that's out there in the world today that say you can't keep the Sabbath day because you're not in Jerusalem. Or you can't keep the Sabbath day because you don't have a sacrifice. Well, what sacrifice was made on that day to Yah? And where was Yahweh when he kept this day? Because this is the day that Yahweh blessed and sanctified, the Sabbath day. And this is the day that Yahweh has undoubtedly given to his servants. No wonder the Sabbath day is the third of Yahweh's seven everlasting covenants. Because it is for his servants on that he had made the earth on the third day. It's for his servants on earth. It's for his messengers to bring to his servants. And you know this because let's turn to Genesis, the first chapter. And people want to know why there's so much violence in the world today. Why there's so much chaos in the world today. Why no one seems to get ahead. Why we can't prosper and come together as a community. Maybe that's because we don't know how to do what our Elohim did. And put an end to your work. And rest. Let's come together and just rest together. You know how peaceful that is? You know how much of the enjoyment that would be? But no, people have to be busybodies. And they move to cities. And they go to cities that's popularized, the city that never sleeps. Now you got sayings, man, I don't rest. I'll rest when I'm dead. What type of life is that? The true and living creator who didn't have to rest. He could work nonstop. He rested. And he saw the goodness in it. But you know he saw the goodness in it because he blessed it. And he sanctified this day. And he shared this day with his servants so that his servants would not forget that this is the day that we're supposed to rest from our works and from our labors. And this is why he did this on the fourth day, the book of Genesis, the first chapter and the 14th verse. It says, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So Yahweh set these firmaments. He set these lights up in the heaven. So we know when the beginning of the day was. So we know when the beginning of the night was. And these things and these lights divided. These lights were divided. Now, why is this important? And what does this have to do? What does this have to do with the Sabbath day? Well, my people, this was the documented beginning of your time. You don't have months without Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse. You don't have years without Genesis, the first chapter, and the 14th verse. This was the beginning of time. This was the beginning of our months. So you've counted with, on the fourth day, the sun, moon, and stars was created. So that was the beginning of a month. And then you had the fifth day, which was the first day of these lights set up in the firmament of heaven. And then you had the sixth day, which was the second day of these lights that were set up in the firmament of heaven. And then you had the Sabbath day, which would be the third day of the month. Why the third day? Because it's holy. Why the third day? Because it's for Yahweh's messenger in the earth. It's for Yahweh's servant. Nothing, my people, Yahweh has done is by coincidence. Nothing that Yahweh has done is by just, oh, I didn't know that was happening. No, Yahweh done this for a purpose. Because Yahweh knew that he was going to give his rest unto his people. We're the only ones that's running around refusing rest. We're the only ones that's refusing to let go of captivity's ways to do the ways of Yahweh. Well, how are you going to ever say that you're holy and sanctified if you're not keeping the sanctified and holy day that Yahweh set apart? Look at what Yahweh said when the oppression got too deep in the land of Egypt. Look at what Yahweh left for a testimony in the book of Exodus, the seventh chapter. And in the book of Exodus, the seventh chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 14th verse. Exodus 7 and 14 reads, "And Yahweh said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, and he refused to let the people go. Get you unto Pharaoh in the morning, lo, and he goeth out unto the river water. And thou shalt stand by the river's brook against he come. And the rod which was turned to a serpent shall you take in your hand. And thou shalt say unto him, Yahweh Elohim of the Hebrews have sent me unto you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wilt not hear. Thus saith Yahweh, in this thou shalt know that I am Yahweh. Behold, I will smite the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood." And we just spoke about this on the Shabbat day, because this is how serious Yahweh is about liberation. He's willing to shed blood over it, and he'll turn rivers of waters into blood over it, because Yahweh is all about what he is blessed and sanctified. He's all about his rest, and he's all about his people in his rest. And Yahweh said, "Let my people go, that they may serve me." Now, serve him how? Because undoubtedly, people may have thought that it was already serving Yahweh. But really, they was in captivity. They was in hard bondage. They couldn't serve Yahweh. Well, here you have today, we in hard bondage, and we in captivity. We still refuse to serve Yahweh. And Yahweh's messenger is going to the Pharaohs that set up today, and they saying the same thing. Let Yahweh's people go. But we know how long we're going to be here. And we do that every single time you go up to the job. You tell the Pharaoh to let you go. You say, look, 6 days I'll be here. But you won't see me on the Shabbat day, because that's the rest of my Elohim. So you still tell the Pharaoh today to let you go. so that you may serve Yahweh. See, what we got to get out of our hearts and what we have to get out of our minds is that the Sabbath day is not set up for us to do our pleasures, to do our own works, to do what we want to do. Rest if we want to rest. But if I want to go to the game, that's cool. If I want to wash my car, that's cool. If I want to take the children's shoe shopping, that's cool. No, this day is unto Yahweh. And this is the day that Yahweh sanctified and made them to himself. This is the day that Yahweh blessed. So how you go say, no wonder people running around talking about all we are is cursed. You refuse to take a part of the blessings. For if you take the Sabbath day, you are blessed. And Yahweh said, let my people go that they may serve me. Now, we don't went to two places. We don't went to Genesis, the second chapter. And we don't went to Exodus, the seventh chapter. And Yahweh said, let my people go that they may serve me. And you don't see anything talking about sacrifices yet. And we in the land of captivity. And there's people saying, well, you see, I understand that. Yes, we was in Egypt. But you can't keep the Sabbath day unless you in Jerusalem. Unless you in the clean land. Well, let's see where we kept the Shabbat day. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter, I will begin reading at the 16th verse. And it reads, this is the thing which Yahweh have commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, and Homer for every man. And this is when Yahweh was raining down manna, food that our forefathers didn't know. They never seen this. They never tasted this. And Yahweh said, look, I'm going to rain down manna for my servants to eat. But look at what this manna was a witness to. And it says, take you every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did meet it out with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack, and they gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them, and they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which Yahweh have said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yahweh. The holy Sabbath unto who? Not the holy Sabbath unto you? Not the holy Sabbath unto me? The holy Sabbath unto Yahweh. Bake that which you will bake today, and sieve that which you will sieve, and that which remain overlay up for you to be kept until the morning. Now, any other day, if we kept it up till the morning, it bred worms and stank. But Yahweh commanded his blessing upon it on the sixth day. And not only did we get twice as much, but let's see what happened in the morning. And they laid it up in the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Yahweh. Today you should not find it in the field. 6 days shall you gather it. But on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it it shall not be done. It shall not be, there shall be done. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day, four together, and they found none. And Yahweh said unto Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws. Yes, Yahweh just gave us a double portion on the sixth day, and it didn't bread worms. It didn't stink. It was still good. It was plenty in the household. All Yahweh commanded is don't come out of your gates on the Sabbath day looking for it. But we got to be hard-hearted, and we got to be hard-headed and stiff-necked and got to come out and look for it anyway and couldn't find none. And what did Yahweh say? Oh, that only if they would keep my laws and my commandments. Because that's what the Sabbath day is a marking of, the keeping of Yahweh's laws and commandments. All your work has to come to a ceasing. Everything has to come to a rest. This was the bread of blessings. And if you want your works blessed, then the first thing you need to be looking for is Yahweh's rest, which is something the world is not looking for. Our people live by the motto, they think they have to work continuously to get a blessing. No, that's not a blessing. When you're working all day, working all night, 7 days a week, you're not blessed. That's a curse. Because the scriptures say Yahweh gives his beloved sleep. He gives his beloved rest. And he was giving his people rest in the wilderness. We wasn't home. Yahweh didn't say, if you can't sacrifice today, you can't keep my Sabbath. Yahweh said, look, all you do is just gather your manna. Gather this bread that I done laid out for you. And you can leave it up until the morning. And it won't breed worms and it won't stink. And bake that which you bake today and seed that which you receive. Yahweh said, just say, prepare yourself. So tomorrow you can enjoy your rest. And you can see the blessing of the Sabbath day. But our people refuse to hearken to this blessing. But we run around and say that we forever curse. Well, don't you know Yahweh has given the holy Shabbat day for his servants? This is what Yahweh has shared with his servants. So your works are not blessed. Your hands are not blessed. And one thing that blesses us by keeping the Shabbat day is we form a relationship with our Creator. So if you're not keeping the Sabbath day, if you're not reverencing the Sabbath day, if you're not coming to a sanctuary of Yahweh to hear his words, to sing song, to hear praises sung unto him, you can't call yourself blessed. And you sure shouldn't be in the position where you talk to people over the scriptures. Because Yahweh said that keeping the Shabbat day is a direct connection to show the world that we know him. Now, how do I look moving in this world, not doing the things that my father, my Abba, my master commanded me to show the world, to let them know that I know him, not keep it today, but I want to tell the world about my Abba? That is complete and utter backwardsness. That is complete and utter darkness. And that is in opposition to what Yahweh has commanded. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. And in the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 12th verse. And Exodus 31 and verse 12, he reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths you shall keep, you shall guard, you shall protect, you shall do. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from amongst his people. 6 days may work be done. But in the Sabbath is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. I thought it said this is a perpetual sign between me and the children of Israel until you come to Cincinnati, Ohio, or until you go to Las Vegas, or until you go to Los Angeles, or until you in New York, or until you in Phoenix, Arizona, or until you in London, England, or until you in Russia. No, it says it is a sign between me and my people forever. And it says that for in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. Now, my people, Yahweh has said that this Sabbath day is blessed. This Sabbath day is sanctified. That the Sabbath day is the blessing of how the bread didn't breed worms or stink. Yahweh said that the Sabbath day is a direct connection between him and his people. This is how we show the world that we are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Now, people will go out there and ask you all day today, what's your sign? Are you an Aquarius, a Sagittarius, a Capricorn, a Scorpio? What are you? What's your sign? The Sabbath. Because that's what shows my connection with my Creator. What other way am I going to show the world my connection with the Creator? Yes, you can look upon me and see the zits. You can see my fringes. And it's a reminder that we are to keep the law. But what difference does it make if I got on zits and I'm at the baseball game? I'm at the fight. I'm playing basketball. Doing 360 dunks with some fringes on. My people, this is foolishness. This is outright foolishness. Yahweh said you wear your zits, you wear your fringes as a reminder to keep his law. And why was this law given? Because of this, in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 32nd verse. And it reads, and while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, not home, they were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And what did they say? Man, we're in the wilderness. It don't matter what he's doing, man. Let's give me some sticks. Let's read. It says, and they found him gathering sticks. And they brought them unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. So obviously they were like, man, this don't look right. Now, I don't know what you was gathering sticks for. You may have been gathering sticks because your house is cold, which I doubt that because we was in the waste howling desert. There was no, I don't know where no cool breeze blowing in the desert, but maybe, I don't know. And you know this wasn't happening at night. This wasn't happening at night because they caught this man gathering sticks. Now, who walking through the wilderness, who walking through the desert looking for somebody to gather sticks at night? My people, we have been taught backwardsness. But they found them, and they brought them unto Aaron and to Moses and to all the congregation. And 34 says, and they put him in ward because it was not declared what should be done to him. So, he was pulled up. He was locked up until it be found out what was the judgment from Yahweh. And let's read the judgment of Yah. It says, and Yahweh said unto Moses, the man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died, as Yahweh commanded Moses. Because, like I said earlier, Yahweh will shed blood for his people to get rest. And it don't matter what this man was defiling the Sabbath for. He was defiling it Because Yahweh said, stone him with stones until he die. Now, obviously, if he was doing something righteous, obviously, if he was doing something holy, obviously, if he was doing something lawful, he wouldn't even been brought. That judgment wouldn't have been upon him. Yahweh wouldn't have said, stone him with stones. Yahweh just said, man, let that man go. He in the wilderness. He can gather these things as he want to. Now, this is what happened to a man in the wilderness. Now, what you think that people are looking at you, seeing what you're doing out in the streets today? They say, man, you calling yourself Israel, Yasharala, and all these other funny type names. But you at the baseball game with me. You at the car wash with me. You toss around the football with me. Well, you see, I'm in my captivity. Well, when did Yahweh say that the Sabbath day is contingent on your location? Show me one scripture where it says that. Show me one testimony where it says this. They're not going to show it because they can't show it because it's not there. And you see the man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day, and Yahweh judgment, you kill him. And let's continue reading. It says, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the border a ribbon of blue. And it shall be for you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them, and that you see not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring, that you may remember to do all the commandments and be holy unto your Elohim. This is what Yahweh said these fringes was for. To remember the law. And no wonder you see a lot of Israelites walk around with no fringes on. Because a lot of them the same rebels that are screaming, you can't keep the Sabbath. You can't keep the laws. Well, my people, I'm letting you know you can follow these men. You can reverence these men. But I can assure you that the only thing that's coming to you if you hearken to these men is death. Because that's all you ever see happen to people that defile Yah's Sabbath day. It's death. Cut off from your people. You'll never read where, and they stopped keeping the Sabbath day of Yahweh, and they was blessed, and Yahweh increased them, and he shined his glory upon them, because they defiled his holy day. You won't read a testimony that says this, because it doesn't exist, because it goes against the commandments of Yahweh, and Yahweh loved his law. Yahweh loved his commandments, and Yahweh loves his people. That's why the third everlasting covenant is the Sabbath day. Yahweh gave us the ordinance to know when the Sabbath day begins. Yahweh gave us the ordinance to know when the Sabbath day ends. And Yahweh has given us the confines on what to do on this holy day. We just got to hearken to it. We just got to listen to what Yahweh has said and be obedient to it. Otherwise, we just walking into the snares of death. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, I'm going to read the 29th verse. It reads, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. And I know you keep saying, Obadiah, why you keep talking about the commandments? Why you keep talking about the laws? I thought you was talking about the Sabbath. Well, the Sabbath is a law, fool. It is a commandment. There's no separation between Yah's commandment and Sabbath day. They are intertwined with each other. Matter of fact, all of Yahweh's 7 everlasting covenants are intertwined with each other. Meaning if you stop doing one, then all of them, you're not going to get the full benefits from none of them. You're not going to say, man, I'm not going to keep the Sabbath day, but I keep the Ten Commandments when the Sabbath day is in the Ten Commandments. You're not going to say, man, I'm not going to keep the Sabbath day, but I am going to circumcise myself. Well, you circumcise yourself, one of the ways is to show that Yahweh is your Elohim. Well, so is the Sabbath day. You can say, man, I'm not going to keep the Sabbath day, but I tell you what, I will confirm that King David is the messenger. Well, what you think that King David going to do? He come and face with you, talking about you can't keep his command. You can't keep the Sabbath day in captivity. Chop. Your head's gone. Death. You know why? Because that's the penalty for keeping the Sabbath day holy. It's death. So let these little spiritual idiots on social media and in the world tell you that Yahweh don't care about his Sabbath, that Yah's not concerned with the Sabbath day, and that you can do whatever you want because you don't have animal sacrifices. We haven't read about one animal sacrifice yet in the book of Yah. Not once in these testimonies have we read about a sacrifice. But they're not lying to you. We did sacrifice on the Sabbath day. But you know what? We sacrificed every day. Every day there was a sacrifice. So if you didn't sacrifice on the Sabbath day, then you compromised and you didn't sacrifice on any other day. We sacrifice every day unto our Elohim. The first day was a sacrifice, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. That was a sacrifice. And Yahweh never said that the Sabbath day was contingent on the sacrifice. Yahweh never even said that the Sabbath day was contingent on the Levites. And the Levites were the priests who taught the law. But you see, Yahweh kept the Sabbath day. He blessed it and sanctified it. And the question that I ask to most people that say you can't keep the laws, I say, well, Yahweh said, Abraham, look unto the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit of which you were dug. Look unto Abraham. Did Abraham keep the Sabbath? I don't know. They don't say. Did Daniel keep the Sabbath? Daniel, the Most High sent an angel to Daniel, and Daniel and the angel just kept telling, man, you are well beloved from Yah. Did he keep the Sabbath day? I don't know. It don't say. Well, that's why you need to have your butt keeping the Sabbath day, because you don't know the holy from the unholy. The only people that can't keep the Sabbath day in its totality is the unholy. And for those that won't take hold of Yahweh's covenant, the Sabbath day is not only a life savior, a life saver for Israel, but it's for any nation that take hold of Yahweh's Shabbat. But Yahweh has given his Shabbat day unto his people. And if you say you can't keep Shabbat day, for whatever reason, whether you can't sacrifice, this is a polluted land, this is not Jerusalem, we don't have the priest, whatever you want to excuse, you want to come up with, and you want to just throw yourselves in the midst of the masses, then by means, go ahead. By all means, go ahead. But one thing you cannot say is that you holy. One thing that you cannot say is that you sanctified and that you separated. And I'm going to show you in the law where we commanded to be holy. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Deuteronomy 14:1 reads, you are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. Now, if you ask your people, can you keep this? And they say, yeah, that's the law. And then turn around and say, well, can we eat swine, shrimp, lobsters, and oysters? No, we can't. That's the dietary law. But can we keep the Sabbath day? You can't keep that. Absolute confusion. And it's because they don't know their Elohim. Just like Yahweh said will happen if you don't keep the Sabbath. But in verse 2 of Deuteronomy 14, it says, "For thou art a holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. And Yahweh have chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth." So you know what that means? That means when all the other nations are shaking and moving, when all the other nations are out defiling the Sabbath day because they're going shopping, they playing baseball, they fishing, they hunting, they throwing knives, they in the streets doing the Oktoberfest chicken dance. I don't care what they doing. We are in Yah's sanctuary giving praises unto Yahweh, singing songs unto Yahweh, hearing the messengers of Yahweh. Because we're separated from all the families on the end, in the entire world. Because that's what being holy is. It's being separated. And if you think Yahweh don't require this, if you think Yahweh's not commanding this, then you just don't know Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter. And in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and the 44th verse, it reads, "For I am Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves. You shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I am Yahweh that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." Yahweh commanded us to be holy. Now, people that say, "Man, you never clean in this land. We done touch dead bodies," and we have. Houses dwell on the land of graves. But Yahweh said that we would be in the polluted land. Yahweh said that we would die in the polluted land. But Yahweh also said, "You shall be holy." And people say, "You can't be clean in this land. You can't be clean." But you'll come home from work and take a shower just so you can lay in your bed. You'll wash yourself just so you can sit on your couch. You'll be married and have your wife separated from you on her time of uncleanliness because you're trying to, for what? I thought you couldn't be clean. See, the most I say, a false balance is an abomination. And you see, this is what happened when you start adding to and diminishing from the words of Yahweh. You start taking one law out, and now they all compromise. Not because Yahweh has done so, but because of your foolishness. Foolishness. Because now someone observing to look and say, "Well, okay, if you can't be clean, then why you don't lay with your wife when she unclean? Because that's the law." "Well, I thought the Sabbath day is the law." "Yeah, but you see what happened is you got the..." And now you just add to and diminish it and not bring it forth no testimonies, because there is no testimonies where Yahweh say don't keep the Sabbath day. You want to be as holy as possible no matter where you are, whether you home or in a journey afar off. And the only place where Yahweh has commanded that you keep a day, another day, and that's the memorial of the Passover. So if you unclean or you in a journey afar off and you can keep it on the first month, on the 14th day, then you keep it in the second month on the 14th day. But Yahweh didn't give no ordinance on that for the Sabbath day. Because we always strive to be holy. We strive to be separated. Why? Because 6 days we are to labor and do our work. But the Sabbath day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. And you wouldn't be so defiled, so unclean, if you were separating yourselves as Yahweh has commanded. But because we want to be where everybody is at, And we want to act like everyone is acting. We want to eat what everybody is eating. We want to drink what everybody is drinking. We want to walk where everybody is walking. How are you going to be sanctified and separated? No wonder you, because you always amongst the defiled. No wonder you say you always defiled. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And what Yahweh has put before us is his law. Have I not shown you his laws? All these testimonies that I've shown you have been in his law. And I didn't have to add to or take away from nothing. We was in the wilderness keeping the Sabbath day. So you know, if we was in the wilderness keeping the Sabbath day, that means that the righteous was in captivity keeping the Sabbath day. Because the Sabbath day doesn't change. You got 7 days a week. So if there's still 7 days a week, then guess what? That means the seventh day is still holy unto Yahweh. In the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, I'm going to read the 30th verse. And it reads, "You shall keep my Sabbaths and rest my sanctuary. I am Yahweh." And I love that law, because Yahweh is commanding two things. He said, you reverence his Sabbaths and his sanctuaries. Because now what you'll have is a little mushroom section of people that say, well, I reverence y'all's Sabbath day, but I don't got to come to that sanct place. I don't got to listen to you. I don't got to sit amongst them. I don't got to do nothing. I can stay in my house and have a holy convocation. Well, why didn't Yahweh say reverence your gates, reverence your houses? He say reverence his Sabbath days and reverence his sanctuary. See, the people rebel against Most High. And for their rebelliousness, Yahweh put us in gross darkness. Yahweh said that darkness has covered the earth, but gross darkness has covered the people. Yahweh said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and who maketh flesh his arm. For he shall be like a heat in the desert that won't know when good cometh. So you don't even know how good the Sabbath day is. You don't even know how good the rest of Yahweh is. You don't even know how blessed and sanctified and holy this day is, because you refuse to partake in it. And this is the third of Yahweh's seven everlasting covenant. And the third is holy. And the third is for Yahweh's servants on earth, because the earth was made in the third day. And what lights did Yahweh put in the earth on the fourth day? The light to separate the light from the darkness. And if you keep in the Sabbath day holy, you're going in the ways of light. But if you defile in the Sabbath day purposely, now you're going into the ways of darkness. So no wonder when you seek knowledge from these individuals, you can't find none. But they always want to talk. And what did Proverbs say? A fool is known by the multitude of his words. Always want to talk. Always want to have a conversation. But when you invite it to come and debate your cause, now you don't want to partake in that. And I issue that challenge out to any of these ambassadors of hell. You ever want to have a discussion? A debate, then the doors is open to have this discussion, because that's how important these laws are. That's how important these commandments are. It's not to edify me. It's not to edify my brothers. It's to magnify Yahweh's law and make it honorable. So if any of these foolish people want to have that discussion, they come on down to the sanctuary. We're here 7 days a week. Because people say, well, I don't want to come on the Sabbath day. Well, don't come on the Sabbath day. Come on the first day. Come on the second day. Come on the third day. We here. And we open to have this discussion. Since you're saying that always people can't be holy, since you said Yahweh's day is no longer holy, not because Yahweh has said so, but because you say so. Well, if you can say it on Facebook, then you can back it up. But you're not going to do it, because like the scriptures say, wicked flee when no man pursueth. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. So you call yourself a lion, then be bold. You call yourself righteous, then be bold. In other words, just keep on fleeing. Keep fleeing on social media and keep fleeing in life. Because we're going to be here. Because we're going to magnify Elohim. This is what we commanded. This is what we're commissioned to do. This is a commission that's not taken lightly. Because Yahweh's wrath is approaching this earth more sooner than later. And the consumption of Yahweh will be many. Many of our people are going to fall. Many nations are going to perish. And I don't want any of your blood on my hand. So I'm warning you now. And I don't care if I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you want to send little emojis on social media, liking other people's comments, smiling at other people's comments. I'm not in this for no popularity contest. I'm in this to glorify my creator. And my creator say, tell them whether they were here or whether they will forbear. So you know what'll happen? When the wrath of Yahweh come, if you get consumed in it, you can't say, well, you had a servant there every day. And they never told us how important it was to keep this covenant. Yahweh, no, none of your servants ever stood up and say that this 400-year wrath, this 400-year punishment was almost up. They always told us, we don't know when your wrath is coming, Yah. Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. Your blood is not going to be on our hands for this. If your blood is going to be shed, it's going to be because of what's upon your own head. But not because of, I'm going to tell you anything to turn you away from Yahweh. I'm never going to say you can't keep Yahweh's Sabbath day. Because I done been in, I keep Yahweh's Sabbath day, and I see benefits of keeping Yahweh's Sabbath. Now, just because you don't fell with a teacher, or because you don't fell out with somebody in the class, and you don't see the benefits, then you stay away. But you don't teach your people to stay away or stop keeping Yahweh's Sabbath. That's an abomination. And those are not Israelites. As Moray Elisha say, and I concur with that, I never met one Israelite that spoke against the Sabbath day or spoke against coming in Yahweh's sanctuary. The only people I read that do those type of things are sons of Belials. But I never read about no service of Yahweh speaking against Yahweh's holiness, his holy people. These are abominations that our people have learned. And this is the very reason why we are being consumed. This is the very reason why we are getting these bad statues. You want to know why Christianity is the number one religion and Islam is the number one religion? Because we're the number two religion is because we're not hearkening to the words of Yahweh. And we're going after the doctrine of man, after the words of man. And we're being punished every single day for doing so. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, I will begin reading at the 12th verse. Ezekiel 20, verse 12, it reads, moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them that they may know that I am Yahweh that sanctify them. The house of Israel rebelled against me in Jerusalem, in the promised land. No, it says, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, They despise my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths, they greatly polluted. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathens, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands, because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. But notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me, and they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And they polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathens, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them amongst the heathens and disperse them throughout the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes went after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. So my people, if you want to stop this spread of disease called Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, all this rebellion, then all you have to do is stop rebelling against Yahweh. Stop polluting his Sabbaths. That's why we have these bad statues, these bad doctrines, because we're not hearkening to the words of Yahweh our Elohim. But if we'd hearken to the words of Yahweh, then Yahweh would take us out of this misery, this captivity, these curses. These curses are upon you because you refuse to change. But Yahweh turned back to him, and Yahweh will make a way even for his servants, even for the stranger. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, thus saith Yahweh, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh have utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my house, and within my walls, a place to name better than of sons and of daughters, and I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also, the son of the stranger that join themselves to Yah, to serve him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer, and burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. So not only is the Sabbath for life for his servants that are upon the earth, But it's even for the stranger. It's for the eunuch. You can take hold of Yahweh's Sabbath and get names. Some will get named better than some of his sons and his daughters. It's time for us to put away the wickedness, to put away the evil. Because what Yahweh has done is given us a petition on how to obtain righteousness, how to obtain holiness. And it's taking a hold of his third everlasting covenant, and that's the Sabbath. So now you know why it's time to fast. Because the vast majority of people are defiling this day, are defiling these laws. No wonder we have to fast. Not just for ourselves, but for our people. Because Yahweh has a great controversy with his people. And my people, it's a beautiful thing that's coming. Because just like Yahweh said, he commanded his blessing on the sixth day. Tomorrow is the beginning of the month. Get yourself a blessing and start off the Shabbat. Get yourself a blessing and go into the Shabbat. Start keeping the Shabbat. Start guarding the Shabbat. Do these things. Learn the fast that is acceptable in the eyes of Yahweh. Learn the ways that are pleasing to the Most High. Start keeping the statutes and judgments of Yahweh. Start keeping the laws of Yahweh. And the last scripture we're going to go to is a scripture that we recite every week. It's in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 8th verse, it reads, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days should I labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. Thou shalt not do any work, thou, thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within the gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And he rested the seventh day and blessed it. Wherefore, Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and hallowed it." This is what Yahweh has commanded, because this is the blessing. If you want rest, if you want liberation, and if you want peace, then look no further than keeping the Shabbat day of the Most High, Yahweh, Yah Elohim, holy. So until tomorrow morning, Yah willing, on the sixth day, the day of the new month, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom. No, just me.
Let's praise the Most High. Oh, whose wisdom is high. Let's praise the glory of time.